Oh, come on, guys, take it easy.
How often do we get to meet someone who says he's a Stone Age man?
Once is enough.
Edith.
All right, a guy with your mind, you'd have studied a great deal.
I have 10 degrees, including all of yours. Except yours, Will.
That makes me feel a trifle Lilliputian.
That's over the span of 170 years. I got my biology degree at Oxford in 1840. So I'm a little behind the times. The same in other areas. I can't keep up with the new stuff that comes along. No one can. Not even in this specialty.
So much for the myth of the super-wise, all-knowing immortal.
I see your point, John. No matter how long a man lives, he can't be in advance of his times. He can't know more than the best of the race knows, if that. I mean, when the world learned it was round, you learned it.
It took some time. News traveled slowly, before communications were fancy. There were social obstacles, preconceptions, screams from the church.
10 doctorates. That's impressive, John. Did you teach them?
Some. Well, you might have all done the same. Living 14,000 years didn't make me a genius. I just had time.
Time. Can't see it, can't hear it, can't weigh it, we can't measure it in a laboratory. It's our subjective sense of becoming what we are instead of what we were a nanosecond ago, becoming what we will be in another nanosecond. The whole BC time is a landscape existing before and behind us, and we move through it slice by slice.
Clocks measure time.
No, they measure themselves. The objective referent of a clock is another clock.
Now, very interesting. What has it got to do with John?
Oh, he might be a man who lives outside of time as we know it.
Yes, well,